This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago was a center for advertising during the golden age of the 1960s and 70s, but its marketing roots stretch back to the creation of companies like Marshall Field's after the Chicago Fire. From the Pillsbury Doughboy to the Marlboro Man to a children's story about a red-nosed reindeer, Chicago is responsible for iconic moments in marketing and pop culture. Joining WBEZ producer Sienna Greaves to delve into the history of advertising in Chicago is urban historian Sherman Dillett Thomas.
What are some other famous ads from Chicago?
Oh man, don't get me started. There's so many to choose from. I remember one that got me in trouble as a kid, right? I used to wear my sister's deodorant, strong enough for a man, yet made for a woman. Of course, the very awesome Jolly Green Giant comes from Chicago as well.
Chicago ad agencies were also pioneers in diversity and were among the first to integrate not only their staff, but their product. How was that change significant for Black consumers?
On the one hand, I guess I sort of can understand why most, if not all, advertising was targeted toward folks we refer to as white, right? They are the majority of the country, and you're trying to make money. So you're trying to sell to the majority of the country. But Chicago changes the landscape because of all the amazing and unique talent that we have in Chicago, primarily African-American talent, right? The Bronzeville neighborhood had a restrictive racial covenant, which boxed them in. But because it boxed them in, it put a lot of talent in a relative small space. And so advertisers were able to get not only jingle writers, but people who could actually perform. You had amazing people like Carol Williams, one of the first ever Black-only advertising ladies, right, Mrs. Barbara Proctor, and then the very, very awesome Tom Burnell. They all come from Chicago, and they add that representation that the make you feel like you're part of the sale to advertising.
Now, you mentioned Tom Burrell. His ad agency created probably one of the most memorable ads targeted at Black consumers in the 1990s. And I remember this quite well. It was a commercial for McDonald's about a young man who got a job at the chain restaurant.
What's up, Jake?
What up?
Where's Cap?
At the J-O-B, man.
What?
He's still flipping those burgers at Mickey D's?
Here's your order.
Thanks, Calvin.
He's not tired of that yet. Could be kicking it with us.
Mm-hmm. Having big, big fun.
He says he has a plan, man.
Meet the newest member of our management team, Calvin.
So this commercial was so popular and it ran for several years in the early 90s. What was so remarkable about Calvin and his job at McDonald's?
One, again, it comes out of Tom Burrell's ad agency, right? So it's a Black activation. But two, before the Calvin ad, if you were a guy that didn't play sports, right, but you lived in the neighborhood and you had to walk by a group of gangbangers, you know, best of luck to you, right? But then after that Calvin ad, what happened was it gave those people kind of an image of what you were, right, and that you were not, you know, involved in what they were involved in. And so it went from becoming an ad, right, to an actual verb. If somebody saw you, you know, you're a straight, narrow guy on your way to work, they say, hey, man, leave him alone. That's one of those Calvins right there. I don't know if Tom Burrell knew that it would have that type of impact before he made it, but the fact that it did have that impact is a fact.
All right, Sherman, so what is your favorite Chicago ad?
Man, that's putting me on the spot. The I Want to Be Like Mike ad comes out of Chicago, but for me, it'd be those late 1970 knee-high ads that had the sisters singing.
Splash, a little knee-high, give the knee-high.
And a side note, that's Jason Weaver's mother and aunt singing on those infamous ads. Yeah, either that or the 588-2300, right, that one too.
I'm from New York, and that ad used to run all the time. I had no idea it was from Chicago.
You know what I say, right? Everything dope about America comes from Chicago.
Indeed it does. Well, I'm sure we'll all be humming that telephone number for the rest of the day. Sherman Dillett Thomas is an urban historian and a WBEZ contributor. Thank you so much, Sherman.